Proclamation number 0426 of 21st of May, 1938. The Sages of Antiquity. The greatest sages of the world were hidden in antiquity, and yet the laws of creation were closed to them as a book with seven seals. Like the secret code that inspired posterity to think diligently and yet could not be deciphered. As versatile as their knowledge was, the eternal problem between God and humans was unsolvable to them. An enigmatic veil covered everything that reached into the mystical. Even the wise Socrates completely wrongly concluded that there were undeniable natural forces, which, however, acted from within themselves, uninfluenced by any power that determined them. The divine work as such and the conscious ability to serve this divinity was, according to the opinion of these sages, something completely unproven and had to be denied, because in no epoch of time was the urge for truth stronger than in that very time of the sages. At that time God also awakened people who at certain intervals brought a glimmer of light among their peers and expressed themselves as follows, that the world with all that lives and exists witnesses to the work of a deity and that this deity expresses itself in all life. From the smallest creature up to man. The opponents could not argue against such wisdom, since they very clearly recognized the extraordinary power inherent in those who proclaimed the truth. This power was always used where people were in danger of being subject to a complete supremacy of matter. In times of deep spiritual blindness, when spiritual night surrounded mankind, a ray of light broke through again and the Lord found his way into the hearts of the people. Thus each epoch has also felt the nearness of the Lord on earth, both before and after the great work of redemption of Christ. At all times, only few remain devoted to the divine Lord and Master in such a way that they are able to hear the voice of the Lord. But these have always been blessed at all times. By the will of an earthly child showing such a readiness which is expressed in receiving divine communications, the truths of the eternal creation was made accessible to people on earth, and therefore the earth did not remain unconsidered since antiquity. It was always and eternally the same. Brightness of spirit is given to those researching the deepest depths of their hearts, and the eternal Godhead was also always recognized by these, although this truth could not be passed on as a teaching, but had to be recognized again and again by each person himself. So still a number of beings have attained spiritual maturity at all times, which now again and again continuously teach the children on earth and let them receive every suggestion to also seek and research in the heart for the eternally immutable and all-wise ruling deity. Amen.